The old name for it was a boiler.
Uh-huh.
What? Good boiler.
Yeah. What do you call the stuff that drains out?
Corruption or matter. Corruption was the word used principally when I was a child.
Okay. You say a bee stung me in my hand. Did what? My hand?
Man, my hand just swelled all over.
Okay. You say my hand is still pretty badly.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. You say if a bee stings you, your hand will
swell.
Okay. What do you call a liquid that you get out of a blister?
Well, we used to say the water in a blister.
Okay.
It's a liquid, it's of a water nature, but yet I don't know the correct word for that. But we talk about a blister. Let the water out of a blister.
Okay, and when someone gets shot or stabbed, you have to get a doctor to look at the
wound.
Okay, and if a wound doesn't heal back right, you call it, what? You know, where you get this white grain stuff around, and you might have to cut it or burn it out?
Yeah, that's, well, in other words, it's a scab that don't heal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know just exactly what you would call it.
Some kind of flesh?
Well, now, if this thing went on, it would have proud flesh in it.
What did you start to call that?
Proud flesh.
What did old people call that? Did they pronounce it?
Yeah, that's what they called it. And they had home remedies for that. Pure honey would cure that.
You put it on there?
Yeah. Later days, you use granulated sugar. Would cure that proud flesh.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it worked on a line, you might say, through this wound. And this part, the proud flesh part, was deteriorating.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, rotten.
Yeah.
And you had to have something, apply something there to kill this virus that is still working into the good sound flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And you call this behind proud flesh.
Uh-huh.
And as I said, pure honey, manufactured by the little honeybee. They said was a remedy for that.
Okay.
Later used ground granulated sugar or sorghum cane molasses.
Did you ever hear that called plowed flesh?
Yeah, it is called plowed flesh.
But never plow.
Plowed?
Uh-huh.
No, I don't think I ever did. Of course, I might have missed the pronunciation of the word.
Okay, this is something, say, if you cut your finger, you might put this little brown liquid on that sting a lot.
Varnish?
No, I think it had a little skull and crossbones on the label.
Oh, that was iodine.
Okay, and if a man was shot and didn't recover, you'd say, well, the doctor did everything he could, but still the man
died.
Okay, any other ways of saying that?
Well, they said we passed away anyway. Uh-huh. The doctor couldn't save him.
Uh-huh.
And he passed away anyway, in spite of all the doctor's help.
Uh-huh. Any crude ways of saying that? I mean, not real serious ways. Like you say, I'm glad that old tightwad finally.
Yeah, a lot of people say, oh, well, that old tightwad kicked out.
Okay.